Low-income Duluthians took center stage at a unique candidate forum last month in October. They shared their experiences and struggles with candidates for state and county offices and then asked the candidates pointedly for specific commitments and actions on several critical policy measures. We'll be sharing their stories and the questions they had for the candidates in the weeks to come, and you can find information about how the candidates responded on our website at KUMD.org. This morning, a question posed to the St. Louis County Commissioner candidates asking for a commitment to help create a landlord incentive program.
Hello, my name is Darius Nornby. I'm the formerly homeless representative on St. Louis County's Heading Home Governance Board, which oversees funding for homeless services. I'm also a community consultant and have advocated on many topics addressing barrier problems in our society. I'm here tonight to give some insight on a campaign that is very dear to my heart as well as many others. The Landlord Incentive Program is a collaborative of engaged community members that are working together to conquer and to break down the stigmatization of the label felon in housing search and accessibility. This idea came from the 2015 Housing for All Summit. We are making housing more accessible by providing incentives to landlords to take risk. We are providing this safety net to landlords through case management by keeping the lines of communication open with all entities involved. If a problem occurs and intervention is needed, it will be implicated so the problem is adequately and quickly dealt with so the tenant remains stably housed. Along with the support, we will be providing financial incentives to landlords through the risk mitigation fund that the landlord can access if damage occurs to a unit. Also, they can recover lost rent. Let me point out that these funds are rarely, if ever, used in other communities that have similar ongoing programs. In an initial survey throughout St. Louis County, 75 private landlord surveys were returned, with 80% of them saying that it is a need and they would personally use it themselves. It would be a countywide program with Salvation Army and AEOA applying for state funds and acting as the program's fiscal agents, at the same time focusing on community partnerships to close a gap instead of replicating services. Minnesota leads the nation on recidivism rates at a staggering 61% of people returning to incarceration in the first 3 years of release. A study from the Wilder Research Foundation has shown that people in supportive housing are 34% less likely to return to incarceration, with an average of 1,800 felons transitioning into St. Louis County every year and low vacancy rates everywhere. For example, Duluth has a vacancy rate teetering around 3.3% with a very little felon-friendly options available. Where do these people live? St. Louis County spends an average of close to $42,000 per inmate per year to incarcerate them. The county also sends 70-plus people to other county jails per week and spends over $1 million per year housing these people in the mother county jails around this area. Basically, I'm involved with this campaign because, like earlier stated, this is very close to my heart. I know and have had many conversations with countless people affected by this crisis of no place to go. The effort is put in forth in tremendous amounts on the potential tenant's part, but the availability of finding a place is few and far between. The task is extremely daunting and a lot of times futile for these individuals. My soul aches and I get frustrated every time this topic is brought up, because I know what for a fact that transitioning back into society from incarceration for a mistake is next to impossible with all the barriers set in place. I say mistake because more times than none, it was a mistake. And I was taught that everyone across the world makes mistakes. What constitutes some people's mistakes when released enough to burden them for the rest of their days? Their lives are already hard. Why make it hard to change into a person society wants to mold? Why does it seem it's easier to continue on the path the person was leading before incarceration than to conform to the rules expected of them? Why so many roadblocks on this uphill struggle? Why housing, to say the least? Everyone needs a place to feel safe and secure, especially when it seems like everywhere that they turn for help, they look at them like they're a less than or an inconvenience. This is what when it's most needed to show compassion and empathy. Change is hard no matter how small the change is. Guidance and open arms are what is needed, not exclusion and ill-fated judgments. I say this because this is me. This is what a felon looks like. I'm 29 years old, and I've never to this day ever been on a lease because of my past mistakes. But I'm a very fortunate individual because the people didn't give up on me and cast me to the side. I'm a drug addict with 935 days of sobriety today. I counted earlier. But I'm a board member on the governance board, a member of many great coalitions, a community advocate for a wide range of different issues, a college student, and a mentor in the community. I attribute everything I got today to stable housing. Without it, I could have never imagined this, because when I became homeless in the winter of 2015, my first thought was to relapse, start selling drugs again, and go back to the worst possible place for me, my hometown of Litchfield. My second thought was, at least in prison it's warm, and I don't have to worry as much about surviving. But the CHUM staff, along with its shelter, stepped in and saved my life, and reaffirmed me that I was worthy of a better life than I was taught to believe. And after this, Arrowhead Board and Lodge took over the responsibility of housing me, where I reside to this day. I do this out of fear and realization I can't find another place to live. I'm not alone in this thought. People are afraid of moving on because lack of available options out there for them because of their past mistakes. They are good people, but easily influenced by criticisms from general society, or the not-so-good influences that are compacted into these places where they could find a place to live. I feel the same way. I'm afraid of my future because of all these barriers, obstacles, and negative pressure that detour me from the positive path I'm on. Change is hard, but with the right amount of encouragement, determination, and strong backing from a community who cares enough not to give up on you, change will happen. We need to secure approximately $50,000 locally, with intent of St. Louis County providing a large percentage of that cost. So my question is, will you agree to secure local funding to match state money for developing a landlord incentive program?
You can find information about how the candidates responded on our website at KUMD.org.